The Bullitt County Commissioners held their second public hearing on the FY25 county budget on Thursday, May 30, 2024. The meeting was led by County Commission Chair Roy Thompson and began with a budget presentation by County Manager Tom Couch. The meeting provided an overview of the proposed budget for the upcoming fiscal year and gave citizens time for questions and input on the budget. County Manager Tom Couch began by giving a detailed overview of the budget, highlighting key points and initiatives. He emphasized the importance of citizen participation in the budget process and outlined the various steps taken by the budget review team to formulate revenue estimates and expenditure forecasts. One notable addition to the budget this year is the introduction of two new special revenue funds. The first fund, Tax Allocation District No. 1, will focus on the development of a 1,800-acre area located at I-16 and 301. The second fund pertains to the opioid settlement funds, aimed at addressing the ongoing opioid epidemic in the county. The overall balanced budget for FY2025 stands at $156 million, with a significant portion allocated to the general fund. The budget plan prioritizes public safety, with additional positions being allocated to departments such as EMS, the Sheriff's Department, and the Fire Department. On the capital side, the county is focusing on implementing its long-term capital improvements plan, ensuring that current obligations are met while also addressing inflation and rising costs for items such as fire trucks and ambulances. Regarding property tax rates, the county is projecting a potential decrease in the millage rate, pending the completion of appeals processes. The goal is to maintain a revenue-neutral or favorable rate for county property taxpayers. The public hearing provided an opportunity for citizens to voice their feedback and suggestions on the proposed budget. County officials are set to consider final suggestions as they prepare for budget adoption on June 18. Overall, the public hearing on the county budget highlighted the county's commitment to fiscal responsibility and strategic planning to meet the needs of its residents. The county commissioners will continue to work towards ensuring a balanced and effective budget for the upcoming fiscal year. 6 citizens signed up to speak at the budget hearing. They included Ted Redman, Cassandra Mickle, David Jackson, Lawton Sack, Bill Emily, Robert Wiggins. Questions brought up by the citizens included the distinction between estimated revenues and actual revenues, the necessity of a clear understanding of expenditures, the practical use of the rainy day fund, and concerns about specific budget items like splash in the borough and public safety. Below is a summary of the concerns. Estimated versus actual revenues. The numbers you see for 2024-2025 on the General Revenue Fund chart are indeed estimates. These projections help in planning but aren't guaranteed. The figure for 2021-2022 on the left side represents the final budgeted amount, not the actual revenues collected. To find actual revenues, you should refer to the annual comprehensive financial reports available on the county's website. These reports contain audited financial statements for each fiscal year. Expenditure clarity. For a clearer picture of actual expenditures, it's important to look at detailed reports rather than summary charts. The budget documents often include detailed sections for expenditures by type and function. If the general revenue chart is unclear, you can refer to the detailed expenditure reports available online or request specific information via email. Rainy Day Fund. The Rainy Day Fund or reserve is used for emergencies and to maintain cash flow, ensuring the county can operate smoothly even during unexpected financial challenges. The standard recommendation is to maintain a reserve of about 25% of the annual budget to ensure financial stability and creditworthiness. Splash in the borough. Concerns about the operating budget for splash in the borough and how depreciation is accounted for in the budget. Operational suggestions included the consideration of selling splash to a private company. Public safety and school resource officers, SROs. The sheriff's request for more deputies and the allocation of SROs need to be balanced. During the school year, SROs focus on schools, but their roles during the rest of the year should be clearly defined to ensure they contribute effectively to public safety. Ensuring public safety remains a priority, and funds should be allocated efficiently to support this critical area. Consultants and external spending. The spending on consultants should be scrutinized to ensure value for money. If local resources can provide the same services, it might be more cost-effective to utilize them. The final budget adoption is scheduled for June 18, 2024. Click here to view the 2024-2025 budget proposal. Watch the live stream of the budget presentation below.